What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I can't believe I'm reading this text. And I know my stepdad, Jeff, would agree with me when he reads this and hears me say it out loud. It truly blows my mind that people drink beer. It tastes horrible. Come on. I love an ice cold beer. Nothing better than a Friday.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.
cocktail, beer, whatever you want on a Friday.
I'm not a beer drinker anymore because of what it does to my body, you know? But a cold beer, there's still something special about a nice, just cold, ice cold beer in a mug and whatnot. Like, that's a rite of passage, man.
When the mountains are blue.
Smash.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well played.
Yeah.
Well played. Yeah. All right, Mac, let's do it.
Oh, dude, yes, we are doing that. We are doing that right now.
Okay. Oh, Richard, I'm so happy. Hold me.
Richard of the Week.
Not that guy, pal. Trust me. You're not that guy.
You're really not. Bob, whose name is at the top of the list?
I think it is Mac's name.
All right. Leading off Richard of the Week is Mac Morey. Mac, who you got as our Richard of the Week?
We talked about him yesterday. Ryan Clark's going to be my Richard of the Week, and it's not for the take.
You're rubbing off on him.
Because he had that take yesterday of Burrow's the best. In the world, the best. And it's not even a discussion, is what he said, too. You know what? Fine. We'll play it.
Okay.
Nobody Let's just think about the seasons Joe Burrow has actually finished. In two of those seasons, you go to the AFC Championships, and one of those seasons, you advance. And then you look at last year, and he's the best quarterback in the world, and it's not a conversation. I was talking this offseason to a lot of defensive coaches, and I was talking to a defensive coach, and he talked to me about Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, and Patrick Mahomes. And he says to me, he was like, bro, he's like, those dudes just know how to make something out of nothing. But the reason he thought Joe Burrow was the best was, he said, but Joe Burrow never misses the something. There's something to be said for a dude that knows how to put the football where it's supposed to go.
I want to go home. Did you hear Ryan Clark this morning?
You don't know what you're talking about.
On Get Up. Did you hear Ryan Clark this morning on Get Up? The Chargers are going to win the West. They beat the Lions with a backup quarterback last night.
No, he did not.
Yes, he did. Yep, he was on there this morning. I'm going to tell you something. The Chargers surprised me last night. Geez. Did you see the way that they played with a backup quarterback?
Yeah, so it's not the take. The take obviously is idiotic, but the reason for the take is because he's fishing. And I think you're Richard if you're fishing in July. Have a real take. Have some real sports discourse. It's okay not to have a flaming hot take every day. It's okay. Hey, the Chiefs are better. That's fine.
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes specifically is better. He's done way more. He's beat him multiple times since 4 years ago, whenever that AFC Championship game was. Just idiotic, Richard.
Well, it's really why I've kind of gravitated over the last few years to Kendrick Perkins, because before our sound got wolfed, we had a great bit from Kendrick, not Kendrick Perkins, but from Swagoo, who was sitting there and they're having these stupid contrived debates on these stupid shows. And Swagoo just goes, all right, enough. We all know the Chiefs are the best damn team in the NFL.
Yeah.
Stop. And he called everybody out for having these horrible, stupid, no good, rotten takes. And Ryan Clark, to me, started very, very good in this business and has just kind of fallen down, man. Like, now he speaks and I'm just like, man, what happened to the Ryan Clark of 3 years ago that was legit, that was good, that wasn't looking to make headlines, that was talking, you know, legit NFL football that I really loved? He's gravitated to the hot take world. Hopefully he's making more money doing it that way. God love him and good for him. But he went from a guy that I really respected in this medium on ESPN to a guy now who just becomes a guy that's just up there with Mad Dog screaming and yelling about the lamp.
Low-hanging fruit.
Yeah, it really is low-hanging fruit.
Yeah.
What about Dusty, you're next.
I'm going with that CEO that got caught with his mistress at the CEO concert or at the Coldplay concert. Uh-huh. If you didn't see this in the news, he's now suing Coldplay. Look, buddy.
Idiot.
You got caught. You react in a way of guilt. Again, if you'd have just sat there, held your lady by the bosoms or whatever you were doing with them sweater kittens, and you got caught and act like the police raided your house, and now you want to sue Coldplay because they put you on the Jumbotron, which he'll probably win some sort of like case because there'll be something in like the writing that says you're not allowed to like, you know, whatever.
But don't cheat on your wife, jerk.
Yeah, stop breaking the law, a-hole.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So the fact that this guy is suing Coldplay because they put him on the screen and it showed that he was out with someone other than his old lady, and now his life is ruined. His job, he is no longer the CEO of. She is no longer head of HR, clearly.
Right.
But it's Coldplay's fault.
Right.
Because they put you on the screen and you react the way you did. And now you want to be a Richard and sue the band of the concert that you went to, where you probably know fans are going to be put up on the screen. And at that moment, you're ever so tightly caressing your mistress as if you don't care about anything in the world. Oh, but now you care.
Right.
Now you care.
It's your fault that I'm cheating on my wife. Wait, what?
What?
No, you were cheating on your wife, but that's peak 2025. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do something. I'm not going to accept responsibility, and I'm going to blame everybody else, mm-hmm. and it's their fault for this, right?
I just can't believe that he's suing Coldplay. I mean, every teardrop is a waterfall. Life in Technicolor comes at you fast. You know, sometimes you're a little yellow. It is what it is, but you got to go.
Yeah, you can be suing the band.
Good day, sir. You cheated on your wife. You stole from fizzy lifting drinks. You lose. Good day, sir. You were a CEO. You stepped down. Don't tell me there wasn't a buyout for that.
Oh,
go to Hawaii. Go to Florida. Live the rest of your life with that lady that looks like she's from Tales from the Crypt that you thought was better than your wife. I'm sorry that you're a scumbag. Don't sue Coldplay. You're a Richard.
Yep.
Get lost. Go live your rest of your life where no one can see you. Not even a Coldplay concert.
And
Richard
that,
of the week.
And what that guy should do, seriously, he should just go away. Like, he should be Bartman. Like, you should never hear from this guy again. What a total clown suing Coldplay because you were cheating on your wife. You got caught, pal. Don't cheat on your wife, first of all. And second of all, don't do it at a concert where there's 70,000 people. Idiot. That guy was the CEO of a company. You want these CEOs that get fired all the time. We see why. They're dopes. All right, finally, for me, my Richard of the week, Tom Brady.
Oh, no.
Oh, okay.
Tom Brady, don't ever tell another man how to be a parent or a husband.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Don't ever tell another man how to parent or how to be a better husband. Unless they come to you and say, hey, man, I need advice. But who's going to Tom Brady for marital advice or parenting advice? That guy's got no room to be out here telling anybody about parenting, being a father, being a husband. It's not your lane.
Add some context for the listeners.
So Scottie Scheffler a couple of weeks ago talked about how winning these things is nice, but it's not as fulfilling as being a dad. And he's right about that. And Tom Brady basically took umbrage to that.
Oh.
Tom Brady's like, well, I was a good dad because I went out there and worked every day and showed my kids about a good work ethic. No, being a good dad is being there for your kids. Working is not being a good dad. It's supporting your family. It's something that you need to do. That's being a father. That's being an adult. Be a dad. Be there for your child. Be at their events. Be at their stuff. Go to their games. Go to their school activities. Nobody wants to, but we do it because that's what we do as good parents. I haven't missed one damn thing in my kids' lives. I go to everything. I don't miss a thing because in 2 years it's over, and then we're looking back on, man, I wish we had that stuff to go to again. Tom Brady, don't talk about you worked hard so you were showing your kid a good work ethic. Yeah, normal human beings work. That's part of life. It's a third of our day. Everybody's supposed to work. That's not being a good dad. And don't tell Scottie Scheffler, who had the greatest comment ever, yeah, winning's nice, but it's not as fulfilling as being a father. That's the way it should be. When you leave your job at the end of the day, the most fulfilling thing is in that home, not what you did at the office. And if the most fulfilling thing you did in an office and you're a parent, you suck at being a parent.
From the 913, bring your kids to your Botox appointments. Tom's greatest parental advice. Then there's that video from when he was on that documentary. That's not how we kiss in this house. Get back over here. And I mean, good hell was that a kiss from his son to his dad.
I just saw a video of him like talking about, I don't know what documentary it is, him like with a soccer team and him saying Wayne Rooney like isn't a good enough coach or whatever, doesn't have the work ethic.
Yeah,
like, damn, okay, whoa.
You know what? If I'm a Raider, trade me now. I don't want this guy lording over me. Go be on TV, man. Go team with Spiro Dedes because that's about the level broadcast you should be on.
Man, don't kiss your players in the locker room either. On the top of the head, you'll get cut.
Yeah.
A lot of weird kissing with Tom Brady and his whatever. But yeah, I don't know, man. Like, yeah, I'm with you. Like, we always get, you know, told like, hey, don't talk about this. Like, I'll never talk about somebody's family, right? Like, I'm not going to say like, oh, yeah, unless you cheat on your wife
right.
and you're a CEO and you're suing Coldplay, then you can get bent for sure. But yeah, man, I mean, it's just, you know, come on. Come on, Tom.
I mean, that's really just tone deaf.
And what Scottie Scheffler said was amazing.
It absolutely was amazing. Incredible. It was great.
Like, Scottie Scheffler literally, like, humanized himself with every single male that's a father, where he's like, is winning great? Yes, it is. It lasts for a couple seconds, but where I win is when I go home to my family.
Yeah.
Like, oh, it's so corny. Scottie Scheffler, he's super Christian. I don't like him. Screw you. Like, let him have his
Like, we had 10 minutes together last night as a family. His best 10 minutes of the week. You know, everybody sitting there. Nobody had anything to do sitting around. Now, of course, they were asking for stuff. And we just spent thousands of dollars on back to school, you know, clothes and whatnot. But you always want stuff, need stuff. But you treasure those moments with your kids. They're so important and they're so vital. And if you're missing out on what your kids are doing because you think you're being a good dad by going to the office and playing football, you've totally missed the boat on what being a parent is.
Tom Brady's brother texting in, Brady isn't a normal human being. He's the best athlete ever.
Don't care.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean he's a good father or husband.
Brady has 7 rings, though. Mahomes being a family guy will be his downfall. Football is life. Brady understands it. You don't, Fesco.
You're right, I don't. I have priorities in my life, and I feel bad for that person who texted in because sports don't matter, man. Nobody's going to remember what you did on the field. They're going to remember you. Like when Tom Brady's old, you want your kids around. That's what I want. I want my family around when I'm old. I want to be there for my kids. I want to see my grandkids. I want to walk my everything I do in life is geared towards my children of what I want them to have experiences for. And I want them to see great things in life and have the opportunity and do the right thing and learn and all that kind of stuff. Everything I do is for my children. And anybody who doesn't and thinks sports is more important than their family, you suck. It's probably why you're single.
Not only that,
you don't know what you're talking about.
There you go. Not only that, but, you know, Bob gained another son. He got Mac, and he's got Alex. So, I mean, you're here with your kids every day at work. Like, you bring your kids to work every day.
Every day.
Look at
you.
Every
day.
That's how good of a dad I am. But, I mean, I don't understand how you can prioritize and think it's more important to do your job than it is to be a dad.
I would be a good dad, but I always have to say this.
So I was just always so hammered. I don't remember anybody else drinking.
So I can't take any advice from dads because I don't know what the hell to do. Coming up on the other side, we'll tell you what JJ Piccolo had to say about the Royals trade deadline here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Hey, it's Bobby Witt Jr., and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
Gamble. I'm sure Alex Gold will talk about this when live in St. Joe. Bet365 launched its online sports book in Kansas yesterday. It is the 7th legal online sports book to operate in the state. So if you sign up with a new account, you get some bonus cash.
Oh, you get some free Skrilla, huh?
So if you want to put some future bets, Bet365 is live in Kansas. Don't forget today, Cody and Gold live in St. Joe. They'll be joined by Noah Gray. Not a bad pick. You know, get to talk about the tight ends, talk about Travis Kelce and all that sort of stuff. Also, Josh Simmons will be at the podium talking about everything that you need to know.
Nice.
What about Jake Bringingstool?
We'll get to him on Saturday.
Will he be bringing his stool tomorrow to sit next to you and have a chat? I guarantee if he knows that you want to have him on, he'll do it. Mm-hmm. Nobody else asking for him.
We should probably be able to get that. I'm sure if one of the PR guys is like, hey, is anybody you're looking for? Mac.
Jake Bringingstool. We can give you Mahomes or Bringingstool, Mac. I'll take Jake Bringingstool.
I actually, I mean, we know what Mahomes is going
to
say.
I would actually have to think about that.
You know what Mahomes is going to say.
It's been a good practice. You know, everybody's here. It's been really fun. And, you know, we're trying to be good. Let's just play some football. Hey, Bringingstool, what do you think about this team? Dude, it's so awesome.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like Bringingstool is just going to be happy that somebody asked him to bring his stool. All right, let's go. The Chiefs signed 3 players today, just so you know, if you're scoring at home. Here we go. Defensive back, Johnny Carter. Defensive back, Aziz Hearn.
I'm sorry.
And Ed Hearn's kid. And wide receiver, Keyshawn Smith.
Not the guy from the Bills.
I don't know. Honestly,
Well, no, but you and I talked about the guy they signed. There was a guy. I thought it started with a K.
From Cincinnati.
Or was it from Cincinnati? I don't even. Yeah, I don't know.
It doesn't matter. He's not going to make the team.
Yes.
He's not going to make the team. They're going to keep 6 receivers. And they've already decided who those 6 are going to be. Come on. Doesn't matter. It won't be top 3. No, so yesterday the Royals, I think, did a very good job of setting themselves up for the future. Not only that, but setting themselves up for the rest of this run. They're 3.5 games out.
Oh, Jake Bringingstool is out of practice today, by
no,
the way. Yeah.
He's still injured.
Our friend Harold Koontz from Channel 5. Sky Moore not in pads today. Sleeve over right leg.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
That can't happen.
Deion Bush, Christian Fulton, and Jake Bringingstool are also out.
Hang it.
How do you know?
Oh, no. Bringingstool costing him an opportunity. It looks like he's bringing shoes to practice, but he's not bringing anything like a helmet.
He brought a stool.
Sit on him.
He is bringing a stool. Yeah. That's Kling. This was JJ Piccolo on Freddie Fremien and the trade of itself yesterday.
I will say on a personal note, I really enjoyed Freddie. I think we all did. But I am very happy for him that he's getting an opportunity to play and maybe play a larger role on a good team. And for San Diego, he was a target for them. They've always had an affection for Freddie. So we knew we had a starting piece. And of course, like we do with everything, you try to dance around it and go to other players. But they clearly had a need in the catching department that we could fill for them. The asking price for Freddie was steep, and a lot of teams walked away from anything that we would ask for Freddie, but San Diego didn't. It's two young starting pitchers. Both have tremendous futures ahead of them. I don't want to speak for San Diego, but you know, you get the vibe from them. That's why it took until today to get that done. You get the vibe from them that this was a difficult trade for both sides, which is what a good baseball trade should be.
So the vibe I get is once they locked up Lugo, the number one name on this roster that people were seeking was Freddie Fremien.
Yeah.
They want a battery mate to their pitchers in the playoffs, and then you literally solidified it when you had that game the other day where they went 10 scoreless innings with 9 different pitchers, and Freddie Fremien was the captain behind the plate the entire game, something that you've never seen in baseball before. And maybe that was his selling point. And the Padres, who need pitching to be perfective in the playoffs and get to that final destination that they need, which is the World Series, you go get a guy like Freddie Fremien, who clearly was a not only a fan favorite, but a local media favorite and a clubhouse favorite.
It's interesting to hear JJ talk about the connection that San Diego had to Freddie Fremien. Does somebody love MJ Melendez like that? Because we could surely use the opportunity to trade him. I know we got to wait till next year now to do that, but I think the league would make an exception. But to hear him talk about the love that the Padres had for Freddie Fremien is awesome, because if you're JJ and you know that they want them, you just sit back and go, okay, here we go. The asking price is going to be high. And they got two starting pitchers for a backup catcher in Freddie Fremien, who's obviously going to play more for the Padres than he's going to play here for Kansas City. But that's what you want, man. You want a guy on your roster that people covet, because then you can up the asking price. And to get two potential starters who a rival scout told me could be the fourth and fifth guy in the rotation right now, I mean, and that was before the Brady Faulter trade that they made later in the day. But you traded a backup catcher and got two potential starters back in return. That's a win on every stretch of the means, man. That is a great move by the Royals. It's taking an asset that somebody values more than you do and turning it into something that you need and something that you value. So that's a win, you know, right there. And you know, people want to know who wins and loses the trade deadlines. Both teams can win, and that's what you really want. You want a trade that's successful for both teams so you continue to do business with each other. So that's just a good move by the Royals yesterday. Good move by the Padres to get Freddie Fremien too.
Yeah, this comes from Nick Keppel from the Royals with Ryan Burgert. 25, made his major league debut earlier this season. 1-0 with a 2.78 ERA, 11 earned runs in 35 and two-thirds innings in 11 appearances, 7 starts with San Diego, while holding opponents to a 1.86 average. He didn't earn a decision in any of his 7 starts despite allowing 3 runs or fewer. Sounds like he'll fit right in here in Kansas City. Also, they got the other kid, which is Steven Kolick, who was 28 as well, went 4-5 with a 4.18 ERA, 37 earned in 79 and two-thirds innings pitched this season with San Diego, and has completed at least 5 innings in 12 of his 14 starts. He's induced 17 ground ball double plays. So not guys that are going to, like, you know, blow you away with speed or stuff like that, but these guys seem like Royals pitchers, right? Mm-hmm. Don't give up a lot of runs. Keep the ball on the ground. Let your defense play behind you. You got Bobby Wood Jr. back there. You got Michael Garcia there. You got, you know, Kyle Isbell, Manning center field, who I think has been a lot better than a lot of people.
Been really good. Quietly been your best outfielder this year. Nobody's talking about him. He may have been, you can make the case, maybe your most consistent player all season long. He's been fantastic.
And then JJ was asked about what's the plan moving forward at catcher, because obviously you have Sal, who doesn't catch full time anymore. Obviously, DH plays first. This was JJ on the plan at catcher.
JJ, is the plan to go with Salvi and Luke at catcher, or it was possible?
Yes. As of right now, that's what we're going to do. I mean, we very intentionally, you know, have, you know, kept Luke with us as much as we could. When we ran him through waivers earlier in the year, we were a little uneasy that he would get claimed. But his veteran presence, game calling skills, knowing our pitchers, being the type of guy that he is in our clubhouse that carries a lot of value, the pitchers enjoy pitching to him. And, you know, that's what he's done his entire career. When guys like Luke, I mean, I think about the game Sunday. I don't know how long it's been since he's truly played. He catches a tremendous game and he gets a big hit. That's what veterans do. And that's where in the role that he is in with this club right now, it's going to be really important that we maintain that.
So guys like me who are eager to see Carter Jensen, who are also eager to see Jack Caglione, maybe that's a reason why we don't see Carter Jensen, because of the fear that if he does come up and it doesn't work out, what's the perspective from his point of view? But it looks like Mele is going to be the backup. It's going to be Sal, and then it's going to be him catching behind home plate. That was a very quick yes answer from
very fast.
Yeah,
very
sorry,
fast.
Pete, but it was. Is that the
yes?
Let's hear that again.
Maybe is the plan to go with Salvi and Luke at catcher, or it was possible?
Yes.
It's like an immediate yes. You can stop asking.
Can I go out? No. It's like parents don't say yes as fast as JJ.
Well, mom said if you didn't, I don't care.
No, the answer's no. You didn't ask mom, and we're not pitting one against the other. The answer's no. Go sit back down.
Right.
Is the situation that yes, it's what we're doing. We've got Salvador Perez, and we got Luke Mele on the roster, however you pronounce his name. And those are the guys moving forward. Do not ask this question again, young man.
Which I think is he cut him off like that, because I think the follow-up obviously is like, is Carter Jensen going to get the chance to come up because what he's done in AAA and how he looks? I don't know if that's going to happen soon, or if Carter Jensen comes up when the rosters expand and maybe
in September you bring him up. But at this point in time, you got two veterans back there. That's what you want right now. Mm-hmm. And I think also too, with where this team is, I would just keep Carter Jensen down the rest of the year until you got September call-ups and games don't matter at the big league level. But as long as you're in the playoff push, I want my veteran guys back there. And also, too, you can't live life going, well, Cags hasn't worked out this year, so we better not bring up Carter Jensen, right? Yeah. But that's how people act. I'm sure you see it on the text line this morning. Well, with the way that Cags has played, why should we bring up another guy? That should never impact you at all. What you do in your job has nothing to do with what I do in my job. Mm-hmm. You may have come up and didn't get the job done right away, but that shouldn't prevent the organization from bringing me up, who may be able to get that job done. So I don't like that comparison at all. It's like, oh, we should never draft another wide receiver because it hasn't worked out. We did that for 30 years with quarterbacks here in Kansas City. Didn't draft anybody, couldn't figure it out because Blackledge failed. You know, it ended up working out the right way. But you can't make decisions based on so-and-so failed at the big league level or hasn't been good at the big league level, so we can't bring anybody else up. That's a bad way to live.
Right, yeah, and I would love to see Carter Jensen up here because, again, I get to the point where, like, I'm eager probably more than most, but I also look at it from a perspective of what else can they possibly do in the level below? Because people have asked, you know, when Cags goes down for his rehab assignment, did they keep him down there for a little bit longer? There's no reason to, because if he goes down there, we've already seen what he did in AAA at 319, had 6 home runs, and then in AA at 9 home runs and hit 322. He has those levels figured out. Right. He's not going to figure out the next level unless he gets out there and actually does it, right? Like, you can go to the driving range every day and hit golf balls into the driving range. Until you get out on that course, you're not going to know what the situation is, because this shot, the grass might be a little bit longer.
Yeah.
This hole, the angle might be a little bit different. It's different than the driving range. Yeah, the repetitions are there that get you back into it. But look, I expect to see Cags back on this team when he's healthy and he's got through his rehab assignment. And maybe, like you had mentioned earlier in the week, which was a good take that I stole for our Instagram page, like, yeah, maybe this is a blessing in disguise, a blessing and a curse. Yes, he got hurt injuring his hamstring, but by sending Cags down, does this give like a quick reset and be like, oh yeah, I need to get back to this. This feels how I need
to
do
this. And
it
doesn't feel like he's been sent down. No. You know you've wanted to. You know you wanted to send him down. They know they wanted to send him down to get his hitch, and that's fine. Not everybody hits right away. George Brett was sent down, right? Alex Gordon was sent down. It's okay to get sent back down. But this is a way to do it where you can disguise it as a rehab assignment and not put it out there for all of us knuckleheads to hear. Oh, Cags got sent down. He might not be any good. Nah, he's got a little bit of a sore hamstring. We're going to send him on a rehab assignment. And then, you know, by the time September comes, bring him back up. with those September call-ups.
So let me ask for you to get inside your crystal ball, because tonight Royals start at 6:07. Vern's on deck show starts at 5 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. Canadian time or American time?
American time.
Okay.
Central time here on 96.5 The Fan. Be sure to play the pitch clock, because if you do get it and you win, you have a chance to go see those Washington Nationals when they come in town in about a week, because they're on a 9-game road trip. But tonight they are they're underdogs, right? They're +135 on the money line. The over under in the game tonight is 8.5. But you look at Toronto, right? That's a test right out of the chute, right after the trade deadline. You're getting tested. You're going to see your new team. You're going to see some new faces. But you get the Blue Jays for 3, you get Boston for 3, and you get the Twins for 3. Out of those 9 games, what do you want to see the Royals do when they come back with a record-wise?
They've got to start winning series and not just winning, but sweeping. They've got to put together one of those long winning streaks, 7-2.
Wow. Okay. I'd be happy with 6-3. That's a series win throughout.
Yeah.
Right? Or if you lose the series to Toronto, you have then won the other two, obviously, by taking care of business, because Toronto on the road, Boston on the road, those are playoff teams.
Yeah, they are. They are playoff teams.
You are setting your team up to be either a playoff contender this year, whether you believe it or not, or setting your team up in the future to have the control that they have. That's why I think we go back and look at this draft or this trade deadline. They win it. They get an A because they not only did not give up much, they gave up Freddie Fermin, a locker room guy, a good piece of this team, but they didn't give up any of their top prospects.
None.
For one thing. Two, they didn't give up any of their proven players on their roster. Also, I think you can kind of like single-handedly put in the Seth Lugo signing as part of the deadline deal, because he would have been a piece that was probably the most sought-after piece, but what they thought they could get back for him was not enough to them, so they said, you know what, screw it, let's save him. But to me, the most important part of this trade deadline is exactly
what... Or he said, I don't want to be traded, and they said, then sign this contract, too. Okay.
Also could be there. But the thing that I thought was important is ownership. Because ownership has told this city that they care and they want to be a good team, because I think the days of... you know, the piss poor seasons of 105 losses or 101 losses where, you know, it's June 1st and you're like, all right, baseball's done. I think we have seen enough from John Sherman that we don't want to see that anymore. And that's one big giant hurdle you've got to get over in this town as a baseball town that loves this team, that they hate to see lose those many games and be out of it before they even throw footballs in St. Joe.
Yeah.
They're proving you that to the city. Not only that, ownership is telling the team itself, hey, we're going to lose Freddie, but I'm going to launch in 3 new pitchers and a batter in Yastrzemski, who's a 34-year-old vet who we can put in late in games for a defensive substitution, or we have
He'll be a starter.
Yeah, or we can put him in right field, and he can be a starter and really kind of give us a little bit of a breathing room sort of experiment out in right field, where he has a mediocre stick, and he's got a pretty decent glove out in right field, and you're going to be in Kauffman Stadium. Now you're going to be a guy that can really shine late in your career, be kind of one of those vet leaders. And they brought in Grichuk and they brought in Frazier as locker room guys. And I think Randall Grichuk's been fine so far, very small sample size. But your ownership is showing you to the city that they care, and they're showing you to your own team, hey, guys, we're not out of this. Well, we're going to be buyers.
Yeah, I mean, and it's good. I think everybody in the clubhouse should be excited with what the Royals did. You didn't lose anybody. You didn't Minnesota Twins this thing, right? And that's something that we really haven't talked about, what's going on in Minnesota right now. Imagine that being your baseball team today, waking up and knowing that your team traded literally everybody on the roster. Carlos Correa, who 2 days ago said how much he loved Minnesota, traded back to Houston. Like, they traded everybody. That's a fire sale. That's ownership not caring. But also, too, the Minnesota Twins are for sale, and so they're trying to strip everything down before they present this thing to try to sell it. From what I've understood, and I've actually talked to people who've kind of been involved with the sale, it's not going well right now up in Minnesota for trying to sell this ball club. And so they're trying to move on from this ball club. They're trying to cut expenses. They're trying to get this thing sold. That's why they ultimately traded everybody. That's a bad situation to be in. The ownership change and all that. Ownership change here was seamless, man. It went from David Glass to John Sherman, who was handpicked by Glass because he was a Kansas City guy, was already in baseball. It was a seamless transition. Minnesota right now, man, up in the air with what's going on, with who's going to own their franchise and what the future is going to hold for them. It's a bad spot to be in today if you're in Minnesota. I feel for the fans of that team to see what's going on with their ball club, because that really does suck that they had to unload everybody and now they're going to be sold and nobody knows what the future holds for that organization. So we're not in that route anymore. We're never going to be, as long as John Sherman's is in charge, in that route of selling off our entire team. And there was a tweet that I wanted to bring up from Gary Myers, who's an NFL writer, covers the NFL for the, I think it's the New York Daily News is who he works for. And so he's not a baseball guy, but had an interesting take on this trade deadline stuff yesterday. and tweet it out to the extent of the baseball trade deadline feels like a dispersal draft. The crap teams just sell off their best players who are unsigned next year rather than making a commitment to sign them. How is this good for baseball? And then my thought is, yeah. And then we're back in this situation again next year with the exact same teams. Every year it's the same teams. How is this good for baseball? We shouldn't be having these dispersal drafts. Everybody should be able to sign their guys and keep them around. But that's not how baseball works, Bryce Harper.
If you are planning on doing some scoreboard watching, because we're kind of in that part of the season, big series out on the West Coast. Texas and Seattle play
huge.
Each other.
Yeah, huge. Yeah,
so Texas and Seattle play each other, so you will jump one of those teams if you keep winning.
Yeah.
Now, fortunate for the Cleveland Guardians, they get to play at home against the Twins.
Oh.
So, yeah. But, hey, Joe Ryan goes tonight for Minnesota, so maybe you can steal one there. You're 3.5 games out of the wild card. You're a half game behind Cleveland, and you've got to jump who again? Texas and Seattle,
yeah,
and they play each other. So that's why these wins to this series, where you're going to have Waka tonight, you're going to have Cameron on Saturday, and you're going to have Lugo on Sunday. Mm. You've got to win two of those three games.
You've got to start winning those stretches of games. That's where I am right now, because just when you get to a certain point, then you give it back. Like we don't have it in us anymore to, you know, win two, lose one, win two, lose one, win one, lose two. Like, That's not the case anymore. We've got to start playing better than 500 baseball if this team wants to make it into the postseason. That's why I say go 7-2 on this road trip, and you put yourself in a really good position. And I'd love those seven games to come in a row if we could possibly get that done, right? Win a good chunk of games in a row. It's something that the Royals haven't done all year. And I think it's safe to say that the Chiefs' 9-game winning streak last year may be longer than any winning streak that the Royals have this year. And that needs to change if they want to make it into the playoffs.
I don't know if you mentioned this earlier about the Chiefs as we transition over there when you talked about bringing stool not being in practice. You know who is at practice and in pads? Xavier Worthy.
Oh, good.
Because we had talked about that earlier, yep, about how he had gotten that concussion.
What about Hollywood Brown?
I have not seen that, but our friend that you had mentioned, Harold Kuntz at Fox 4, had mentioned that Xavier Worthy is walking fully padded with a helmet in his hand. He good. Will practice today.
Excellent.
So
perfect. Done.
There you go. Yeah.
One less thing to worry about, because they were starting to worry a little bit. Like, not, I say
they
worry.
Had you worried.
It was almost to the point of, in talking to people in the organization about the wide receivers, Worthy went down with an ankle injury or a head injury, you know, concussion. Hollywood Brown had the ankle injury. Rashee Rice is facing the suspension. It was almost like one of those, I'm just going to put my hands up in the air and complain for a second. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, look, another year where Patrick Mahomes isn't going to have his full complement of wide receivers. Like, what are we supposed to do? You know, what
here we go again.
Yeah, here we go again. And like, when people inside the organization are saying that, I'm like, damn, man, like they're feeling it like we are, right? Because that's the fan reaction. When is Patrick ever going to have a full complement of healthy wide receivers? You know, how good would Mahomes be with T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase by his side, right? I mean, having those two guys healthy all year long gets you to a 9-8 record if you're a, you know, marginal quarterback like Joe Burrow.
Yeah, somebody says in the text line, Royals are going to pull a 2019 Nationals type of run. Mark it, Dusty. I mean, I hope you're right, man, because golly, give me what was it last year? Week 5 is when the Royals finally lost in the playoffs and they were done, and it was the Chiefs.
It was like October 10th or something like that.
The Chiefs hit their bye week and the Royals had just lost to the Yankees.
Week 6 or something, yeah.
Crazy, man. So, I mean, you give me some of that. I mean, sign me up, man. I
think we'll all sign up for that. But they've got to, it's got to happen this week. This is the biggest week of the year for the Royals. If they go 2-7, then we're on. We're done. There's nothing left to see here right now. You go 7-2, you string these games together, you start winning, you know, not just series, you start sweeping series, you start winning 5, 6, 7, 8 in a row, put together a nice winning streak, and you have to do that over the course of the baseball season. That's not asking for a lot. Hell, the Red Sox just finished a 10-game winning streak. The Mets just finished a 7-game winning streak. It happens all the time in baseball. The Royals really need one of those, and to do it against Boston and to do it against Toronto would be even better.
Yeah, go shock the world. Go up to the best team in baseball in the Toronto Blue Jays, because, you know, we have a history with them. We don't like them.
Yeah,
right?
Literally shock the world. This is an international series this weekend.
Literally, in Canada and the United
States.
People
from many countries are watching this.
Yeah. And then pretty cool what they're doing in Chicago this weekend on Saturday.
Yeah, Ryan Sandberg Day. Yeah. And also today what they're doing, they're announcing they're going to have the 2027 All-Star Game there in conjunction with celebrating Ryan Sandberg's life. Like, that's really awesome. You sent me this picture yesterday, him kind of rounding into the cornfields, high-fiving Don Zimmer as he rounds first. Yeah. I got emotional. I'm not going to lie.
Figured.
Like, yeah. Ryan Sandberg is one of those guys that was like everybody's childhood kind of hero, right? Mm-hmm. Like, everybody loved Ryan Sandberg. Maybe some Cardinal fans didn't, but no matter where you grew up, everybody had an affinity for Ryan Sandberg.
Yeah. So they will wear blue jerseys with the number 23 on the back with no name.
So cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I also hope they carve out, like, Sandberg and the Ivy with his number.
I saw them painting behind home plate with a big 23, but that would be cool, too, if they did that in the Ivy.
Would be sick. We'll turn two on the other side for the weekend here on 96.5 The Fan. It is your home for Kansas City sports.
Listening to Fesco and Dusty.
What the hell's wrong with your station?
On Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
Back into the final segment here on a Friday. Enjoy your weekend. Have fun. Be safe. Enjoy the weather. Somebody says from the 913, I'm in Olathe. Does anyone else see what looks like a haze outside?
Yes. And you said it to me, and I'm like, I read something this morning.
I think I might have left my garage open.
Yeah. It's a lot of haze, though.
You better believe it. Fort Hays State.
Fort Hays, baby.
But yeah, no.
There's a song about haze that I'm trying to think of right now that I can't.
Hayes, Kansas?
No.
You ever been there?
Oh, God, yes. Yeah. Landed at the airport in Hayes, Kansas one time.
Why?
Well, we were going to Smith Center for Mitch Holtis's event that he does every year for Smith Center High School and whatnot. And the airport in Smith Center was closed because it was too windy. So We had to land in Hayes, America, baby.
Taylor Swift, Lavender Haze.
That's what I'm thinking of.
Well, yes, that's all I've seen is every white chick on Instagram today has just put August Taylor Swift.
Okay.
Yeah, because today's August 1st.
What does that have to do with Taylor Swift, though?
Because you just said Lavender Haze, Taylor Swift song.
Oh, okay. Today's
August 1st, so there's just Taylor Swift everywhere.
Okay. Yes.
Lavender Haze.
By the way, weather blog, Kansas City, unhealthy air quality.
I know.
Haze due to wildfire smoke.
Ooh. Yeah. Purple haze is another one, yes.
Oh, there we go, though.
But yeah, I woke up this morning looking at the weather. It was like all orange. I'm like, what is going on? Maybe that's what I saw. Yeah.
Yeah, it's smoke from the raging wildfires in the Grand Canyon.
Yeah. That's what they're
saying.
That's
a place I'd like to smoke a J.
The Grand Canyon?
Yeah, dude.
Have you ever gone to the bottom of that?
Nope. That's one of my top three bucket lists.
So, all right, I think you were out when I had this conversation with Mac about the bottom of the Grand Canyon. Mm-hmm. So I've got a friend of mine, one of my best friends, Drew, and he's like a rafter.
Nixon?
And, you know, no. And so they did the Snake River. Does Drew Nixon look like an outdoorsman to you?
Yes.
So
you see the picture he took in front of a car window shirtless?
No.
Well, he was outside when he did it.
Okay. So they used to go rafting, and they do the Snake River. And he goes, oh, yeah, the thing about it is like you get a block of ice on the first day, and it needs to last 7 days. So you can only open your cooler at like midnight, get some things out, put it in a smaller cooler. You got to preserve the ice for 7 days. I'm like, oh, that's kind of cool. Great. And this is when we start talking about the Grand Canyon and rafting the Grand Canyon. He goes, you know, it takes about 33 days to raft the Grand Canyon. I'm like, okay. So like there's like quick trips down there and stuff. like you got to pack for 33 days. That's mm-hmm. how long that rafting trip takes in the Grand Canyon.
It's nuts.
Isn't that insane?
It's amazing.
33 days. And like, there's no victuals down there. There's no rations down there. You got to pack for 33 days to go raft that Grand Canyon from start to finish. Now, I'm sure there's excursions and day trips and stuff that you can do and whatnot that don't take 33 days. But if you're going to go from start to finish, man, holy cow. No chance I'm doing that.
You got to pack for it, and then you got a ration.
Yeah, and then you got a ration. Yeah.
Where's the beer go?
Oh, exactly. I mean, that's the thing. There's no getting new ice. They're not bringing it to you. And so it's really crazy when you think about it.
A lot of people have been to the bottom of the Grand Canyon said it's spectacular.
I bet it is. Like, this being at the top of the Grand Canyon is awesome. And then, you know, you start to walk down it or ride a burro down there, I guess you could do. And, yeah. I mean, we all saw the, you know, what happened with the Brady Bunch getting lost down there. But, I mean, I don't want to ever get in a helicopter because of the Kobe thing. It's got me kind of scared. But if like, could they build an escalator down so everybody could...
It'd be nice.
Just go to the bottom, see it, go back up.
Yeah.
I can't imagine what that view's like, though. My God.
Brock from the number five says he went down and back in one day. Not recommended, but it's awesome.
How?
Wow.
I don't know.
That's got crazy.
Because it's like, yeah. But it's like 12 hours to walk down this
thing.
He
said he doesn't recommend it.
I know. Did you take a donkey?
He's a crazy son of a gun, though. I can tell you that much. Guys, it is the weekend. We didn't get to do this the last couple of weeks because you were gone the Friday before I left. I was gone last week. Mm-hmm. Here we are on Friday. You got anything you're turning this week? You said you had a wide open slate.
Yeah, I'm going to go to my friend's pool about noon o'clock today and soak up the rays. And then I think this is probably the last true.
So like, the haze or the rays?
Well, both, yeah. I don't know if this is the last true free weekend that we have before everything starts to go full effect, but I kind of feel like it is. So I'm not doing a whole heck of a lot this weekend. I've been busy the last 6 weeks or so of every weekend doing something, and so I'm actually looking forward to sitting on my ass.
That's good. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
Need that.
You get Royals tonight at 6:07. The Royals again tomorrow at 2:07, and then like 12:07 on Sunday.
Yeah,
a lot of sevens. Mac, what are you doing this weekend?
Helping out our friends of ours. They are having their second baby. They don't know the gender, but me and Hannah do. So we're having dinner tonight, and we're revealing the gender of their second baby, which I'm super excited about. It'll be really fun. And then
what is it? Did you say?
And then. Doing some training camp shows down in St. Joe. One with you Saturday, tomorrow, 9 to noon.
And then you and Binkley are on Sunday, right?
And then just me, 9 to 11:30, and I will have Binkley on for a little bit right here, 96.5 The Fan. It'll be really fun. I'm excited. I've never been to St. Joe.
Who's producing these shows?
Is it JT?
Yeah.
Let's go. I didn't even know JT's in the room with me.
Look
like,
how
hey,
excited
man.
He is. He's got his bucket hat on. He's ready to go.
So we'll get JT to spout some takes as well.
JT with that bucket hat on looks like he knows what you did last summer. Breaking news from Diana Rossini. Micah Parsons' Cowboys relationship has not done well. It's at the point where the star pass rusher is considering drastic measures, which could include a trade request or even a declaration that he is serving his relationship with the team. Per multiple league sources familiar with the situation, the two sides remain far apart heading into the second week of training camp and are not currently negotiating. Jerry Jones give him $85 million in 2 weeks.
I was just going to say Micah Parsons will sign later today.
Yeah. No, this weekend should be fun. Today, just going to kind of chill, you know, got a Saturday tomorrow with you. Obviously, 9 to noon, your first St. Joe. I get to hold your hand and walk you through everything that is people stealing golf carts, getting a club membership thing on your wrist to make sure that they know that you're there, even though you're carrying equipment.
Even though we're literally,
We get to experience that. We'll see if there is any sort of terrible weather that will come in right before we do the show.
Yep.
Which is there.
Yeah, it's later in the day. You know, that was the 6 a.m., 5:30, 6 a.m. We went,
Right. You get to hear Spags telling guys to hit the sled over and over again right in front. I can't wait to see Mac's eyes. I feel like you're going to look like Dr. Grant when he sees dinosaurs for the first time in Jurassic Park.
I know that I'm hard.
Taking off the glasses, like, you know.
And then you're going to see Bringing Stool scratching his ass before he sits on the stool.
I'm like, hey, Jake, come over here.
Yeah. And then Saturday, going to my buddy's pool, soaking up summer as much as I can because summer's going to be over and I'm going to enjoy it as much as I can. I know I just got back from the beach, but look, man, when you offer me sub sandwiches and pasta salad and a swimming pool that's heated,
nice.
I'm not going anywhere else.
A heated swimming pool, huh?
It's nice. Yeah, keep it at 84 all year round. We want to put like a dome over it.
Oh, that'd be sick.
Yeah.
That'd be too hot,
dome and pool dome.
Not in the middle of winter, it wouldn't.
Oh, for the wintertime. Yeah. But
what are you doing in February? You're going to go to my buddy's pool? How? He's got a huge dome over it, and it stays 90 degrees in there.
Total random question. Do they make collapsible-type domes for those situations? I got to think they do.
I'm sure, right? Yeah.
I've got to think that's something that they have. I don't know. Maybe I could be wrong about that.
I don't
know. Interesting story. Some people are suing the state of Missouri, and it's over the stadiums. And the only reason I'm reading it is because the name of the man who's suing the state of Missouri. We'll get here in a second to the name. But two Missouri lawmakers and a third taxpaying citizen, as opposed to a non-taxpaying citizen, so that's good to know, have filed a lawsuit in something called Cole County, Missouri. I guess that's Missouri. Challenging the constitutionality of a Senate bill that gives incentives to the Chiefs and Royals to keep them in the Show Me State. State Senator Michael Moon, he's a real moon, of District 29, State Rep. Bryant Wolfen of House District 145, and Maris County resident Ron Calzone have filed the lawsuit Thursday in Cole County. In it, the plaintiffs argue that Senate Bill 3, which passed following a special session, is unconstitutional. Moon, Wolfen, and Calzone argue the bill is unconstitutional because it grants public money to private persons, is a special law, has multiple subjects, and is unclear title and change from its original purpose. Moon and Wolfen both voted no, and Calzone is just a bitter man in the middle of the state of Missouri. The appropriations described in the bill are direct gift or bribe to the owners of the Chiefs and Royals to stay in Missouri, the lawsuit contends. I'm sure if you're the Chiefs waking up this morning and seeing that, you're probably feeling it. And the Royals are like, thank God we're moving to Kansas. I mean, what are they doing over there in Missouri, man? Why? Some guy named Calzone is suing the state. What a great last name.
Where do I get the best calzone?
That's a good question. So when I grew up.
Because I love calzones.
There was a place that we used to eat calzones at. And I know you're going to get jealous of this. Because usually you take a calzone, you bake it in the oven. Mm. And it's like the pizza crust and it's baked and it's great, right? Mm-hmm. This place called Maria's used to deep fry their calzones. And I always wonder, why are they orange? And that's why they were orange. Because they were deep frying the calzone instead of baking it in the oven. You want to talk about just a twist that's completely different. Fried dough stuffed with the ricotta cheese and the pepperoni and whatever else you want. I don't know who has a great calzone. I haven't had a calzone. I couldn't tell you, man. I like pizza, so I don't order calzones all that much. And don't tell me the pizzone or something like that.
No. Yeah.
But like a real true great. I don't know the answer to that question. I'm hoping somebody can come up with that on the text line in the next 30 seconds and let us know.
The last one I had that was really good was at Italian Delight when it was over here across the street. They had a fantastic olive salad and a calzone. It was nuts, dude. Like, you produce a Royals game, you got like 2 hours to kill. Pop over to Italian Delight, grab a calzone, come back, fall asleep for an hour, and third inning just started.
We had a guy that used to order two entrees every time he went to dinner over there.
Okay.
The guy down in sales years ago. Oh. His appetizer was the calzone.
I thought I know who that was.
And I don't think you do, but maybe I'll ask you off the air. But then he would have the, you know, whatever else he wanted, you know, a couple of slices of pizza. Sometimes pizza's okay for an appetizer.
Somebody says Grinders has a really good one.
Oh, they do,
And Southside Mafia Pizzeria calzones. You're welcome. Oh. Coming from 310 pounds.
He's like, I know how to eat. Trust me, man.
He's like, here's where you go. So he says Italian Delight and Wyandotte. Yep, there you go. Also some breaking news out of the sports world. Chicago Cubs announced 2027 they will host the All-Star Game, as Bob had mentioned earlier. And, Mac, you're going to have a tough time rooting for your Celtics. The Minnesota Timberwolves are restoring their classic retro black uniforms back from the Kevin Garnett era.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Oh, so
starting
good.
Starting next season.
That's going to be awesome.
Hey, you got
retro sales.
That's right. You got plenty of time this weekend to listen to this message. I emphasize it more and more every day. Go do something nice for somebody today. You just never know. It could change their day, their week, their month, their year. It is simply cool to care. Kansas City, stay kind, stay safe, and join those Yahoos in St. Joe. It's Cody Gold and JT coming up on the other side here on 96.5 The Fan. Have fun this week in Kansas City. We'll talk to you Monday.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.